Praise the Lord. I told you some time ago that every ministry has what their burden is, their bearing is. They lay claim to one thing or the other. We too, we have our claim. Some claim that they have been anointed or called to prosper the people. They have the ministry of prosperity. We thank God for the ministry of prosperity. Some say their ministry is for healing and deliverance. We thank God for the ministry of healing and deliverance. And some is to stay and see vision for people. Thank God for the prophetic ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me too, I have my own claim. And God has anointed me to prepare the people for home going. Home going. Praise the Lord. Brethren, very soon there will be no more church. No more church services. No more revival. No more crusade. Very soon we will go home. Hallelujah. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up
somewhere beyond the blue. The angels wait for me. From heaven's open door, as I can to be led on.
Track of that. Of course, praise the Lord. Those who are whose their burden is, to them their ministry is prosperity. Whenever they read the Bible, all they try to see in every story, in every verse is prosperity. Amen. Me, my own, what I look for every verse is to see something that will prepare me for home going. Hallelujah. Somebody looked at the book of Esther, a prosperity preacher, a big one in Nigeria. And all he saw in the book of Esther was prosperity. What did he see? He saw from nothing to something. Hallelujah. But I looked at the same story and I saw Esther, a type of the bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody looked at the book of Ruth and saw prosperity. Amen. But I looked at the book of Ruth and I saw kinsman redeemer. And I understood salvation and redemption better. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I would just want to call your attention to something very briefly before Bodechi will come and lead us for prayers. I picked a thought some time ago from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And before I read that, let me quickly thank my brother who may be watching us now. I don't know who is watching us from overseas. He sent me a link from Europe. He sent me a link from the website. And I read it. And what they are saying there, it confirms some things we stand for here. In the year 1800, in France, there was a law that forbade women from wearing trousers. And just recently, a woman parliamentarian in France suddenly raised it up and said that, please, he wants to call the attention of the parliament to the fact that up to now, that law has not been repealed. That the law has been there, although it has not been enforced, but the law is still there, that made it an offense for a woman to wear trousers. That confirmed that trouser has always been a man's garment. Whether you are in Europe, America, wherever. Amen. Hallelujah. It was not part of their culture. It was fashion. And I don't allow anybody to say it's cold. It's cold. It's winter there now. Christians are still dressing like Christians without wearing trousers. It's an abomination for a man to wear that which pertaining to a woman. It's a moral law. It still stands today. Thank you, brother, for linking me to that site. God will bless you, whoever you are that sent me down from abroad. Praise the Lord. Now let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. One verse there. Just a little thought that confirms something for us. I picked verse 13 and 14. That is where I picked my text from in another message, but I want to continue from there. It says, does not even that this scripture, chapter 11, is another controversial scripture. Where Apostle Paul says, a man that is praying or prophesying with his head covered, dishonored his head. And he said, that same scripture says, a woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered, dishonored her head. And church, Pentecostals, and also some follow enter message believers who will not sit down and allow the Holy Ghost to grant him understanding of the scripture. They pick it up because, hallelujah, another verse there says the hair is given to the woman for a covering. Therefore, if the hair is given to the woman for a covering, then she should just grow long hair and there is no need to veil that hair. When you come together like this in worship. My church, listen. Amen. To tell you the folly in that interpretation. That is the only scripture. The only one. If you have seen another one, please let me know. The only one that we cite as the reason why every man sitting down in church, everywhere you want to even pray, the first thing you do is you remove your cap. There is no other scripture. If you go to every church all over the world, the only people that put something on their head is Archbishop and Pope. Praise the Lord. All And I don't know where they get their own from. Maybe one day I'll get to know it. But whatever it is, amen. Hallelujah. Church. And I once argued with a brother who is a pastor in this end time message, follower of William Brown. I said, the day I see you preaching in your church or anywhere with a cap on, then I will know that this is truly what you believe. Until today, he cannot do it. Amen. And that is the scripture from our understanding. That is why, in that scripture, it says, a woman praying or prophesying with her head uncovered there is unveiled. It's a veil. It's a different thing whether you put on scarf. What to define what it is to cover yourself is okay. But it says cover your head. Okay? And there must have been some argument like we are arguing now before Apostle Paul made this statement in verse 13 and verse 14. Judge in yourself. Is it comely that a woman pray unto God uncovered? And verse 14. Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him? And that is where I picked the text from the first verse there in verse 14. Does not even nature itself teach you? And I preach the message, the gospel according to nature. Try to listen to that message. It's deep. Nature preaches the gospel. But today, hallelujah, I want us to look at something very briefly by way of exhortation. That lets us know that science also teaches us the gospel. So the little exhortation is titled, The Gospel According to Science. Amen. How many people love the word here? Oh, you are waiting for me to prophesy? To see vision? Amen. There are different types of prophecy. I'm prophesying now. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing the word of God. Faith there is revelation. Without revelation, no man can please God. The just shall live by revelation. The just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. Does not evil nature teach you? So evil nature, even if you didn't go to school, that's what he's saying. That just looking at nature alone, there is the gospel of salvation. And we looked at it there. We looked at the death of a tree. We looked at, you know, that proved resurrection. We looked at the sun. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we looked at the sun, and it's in the Bible. Let's open in Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Now, if you are there, the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking about the things that shall come to pass before he comes, his second coming. And verse 25, from verse 25 to verse 28. It says, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. This is how he will come. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. So he was talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus. I said, this is how it will be. And he used nature to describe it. He said, as the lightning there is the sun. The sun rises from where? From the east. And where does it set? In the west. It said, that is how the coming of the Lord will be. Gospel according to nature. And he said, for where the carcass is, there will the eagles, be gathered together. Why? Blessed be the name of the Lord. The carcass is the spiritual food. The fresh word of God, manna, the bread from heaven. Praise the Lord. He said, wherever it is, that is where the eagles will gather. He's still using another nature. Because the eagles will not gather anywhere except there is some fresh food there. Fresh revelation. Hallelujah. And so, when he said, as the lightning lighted from the east to the west, what is he looking at? He is looking at the sun that rises from the east, a type of the light of God. The word of God for salvation is a light in this darkness of the whole world. Where did it rise from? The gospel started from the east, from Israel. And if you look at how it traveled all through the seven church ages, amen. God himself raised seven church age messengers as he divided the church age dispensations to seven, into seven. Each age had a messenger that had the carcass for that age. And wherever the carcass was, it was with Apostle Paul, the eagles gathered around that revelation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It was with a move to Irenaeus, the eagles gathered with what he had. On and on, blessed be the name of the Lord. Until the fifth church age, Martin Luther had the carcass, the church shall live by faith, and they pulled out of the darkness of Catholicism and followed that light, the eagles. It moved from John Wesley, blessed be the name of the Lord, to John Wesley, from Martin Luther to John Wesley. And they moved along until the seventh church age. Where the carcass is, there the eagles will gather. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And watch the seven church ages and watch where they were appearing. The gospel that started in the first church age in the east ended in the west in the seventh church age through the ministry of William Marion Brown. Amen. And after the sun sets in the west, where next will it appear? In the east. Listen, the grace age that is given to the Gentiles, we end in the seventh church age with the message that he gave to the seventh church age messenger in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. When he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. And that mystery is Ephesians chapter 3. The mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles will be finished in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. And when it ends, it is going to end with the rapture. And when the rapture strikes for the bride, the grace age for the Gentile is over. The gospel goes back to Israel. Because, hallelujah, verse 26 or so of Revelation, verse 25, Romans chapter 11, it said, but blindness in parts has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. The fullness is when the gospel sets in the west. And the rapture strikes. And then the gospel now goes back to the Israel to fulfill their last week, as we saw in the 70 weeks of Daniel chapter 9. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The gospel according to nature. So even if you didn't go to school, God is using the sun movement to let you know how he will move. And these are some of the things that let me believe this end time message. God so breaks it down until you don't need to go to some school of theology and some big grammar and have this lexicon and that lexicon and compare the Greek and the Hebrew, and then before you will know. No, he made it so simple so that whether you go to school or you don't go to school, you will understand salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let nobody argue that we are in the seventh church age. And we are in the last church age. Praise the Lord. But also science also gives us a pointer. William Branham brought these things out for us. Now let us know where we are now. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now you know that after the fall of man, there was a Tower of Babel. The story of the Tower of Babel. What was it all about? Let us come together and build us a city. The city is Babel. And let us build a tower. So that what will happen? Together we will reach heaven. So man has always been making effort to reach up there. They know there is something up there. Amen. Hallelujah. There is something up there. When Jesus Christ died and he resurrected, did he go down or he went up? Before the eyes of the Galileans, all of them saw him raise up. And the Bible says when Christ will be coming for his second coming to take us in the rapture, he will come also and hang in the air. There is something up there. Amen. When God, hallelujah, when God separated from man, he must have gone up. He must have gone up. If not, why do they want to reach up? They know that the man, the relationship we had was God was cut off. If we can go up there, we will meet him. Amen. And God told his angels, let us go. See what this people want to do. If we don't stop them. Remember they had one language. So once they are determined to do anything, they will achieve it. So what he did was to cause confusion. He went and scattered them, and all of them began to speak in tongue without interpretation. It was handwriting on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Doesn't matter.
The truth of the illusion. They told you it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of a Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world, but not of this world.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to somebody. Some people come to this church because they want to hear revelation. And some people come here because they want people to see vision for them. It's okay. Please, those of you waiting for vision, you will soon start seeing vision. And those of you who want revelation, open your ears. You will gain something now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And listen to see how the devil, because the carnal man is ruled by the devil. That's why William Branham said science is of the devil. And people misunderstand him. Hallelujah. When he says science is of the devil, and he says education is of the devil, they misunderstand him. Why does he say so? Because is it not the educated people that are saying there is no God? So if your education cannot lead you to God, it is because the source of that education is of the devil. Hallelujah. Science. Amen. Amen. It's of the devil. I agree with William Branham. And you will say, but is it not science you are using now and speaking? Everybody is hearing you. Yes, but the source is of the devil. Praise the Lord. Because I'm using it to praise God and preach does not make it a creation from God. Why? Because those who invented this thing that I'm using now, they are not even Christians. Praise the Lord. But one thing is, God can use anything. After all, he even used an animal to give a message. So he can use a devil invention to preach the gospel. Praise the Lord. Does he not use women to let people convert? Are people not converting under women pastors? Eh? You are not hearing me. Praise the Lord. But the same hymn again say a woman should not teach. But here is a woman teaching, and he's using the word of that woman and convicting sinners, and they are giving their life to Christ. And she's saying, receive the Holy Ghost, and they are receiving eternal life. That is why I am using microphone. Here it is of the devil. Praise the Lord. Why did he say it's of the devil? Amen. Because of the intention behind those inventions. Man fell, and everything man is doing now is struggling for revival, for survival. Church, everything going on now, this is not how God intended it to be. Life generally, from the setting in the Garden of Eden, this is not how he intended it to be. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I will restore. Hallelujah. In the beginning, it was not so. I will restore, says the Lord. And one of these days, we will come back to what he intended it to be in the Garden of Eden. But just catch this little picture I want to give you now to understand why I titled it the gospel according to science. Because we see that the Bible says that it is, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and dies. That's another gospel according to nature. Eh? Try to listen to that message. This is even another point again, another gospel according to nature. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies. Amen. It abides alone. So, the principle for multiplication is that the seed must be planted. And when the ground is fertile, preachers of prosperity have taught this tire. Amen. It will die first. Amen. If you have a seed, if you want that seed to multiply, what should you do? Go and sow it first. But the principle is, when you sow that seed, go there 3 days or 4 days after, that seed will rot. It will die. But there is a life in that seed. Oh, glory be to God. There is a life in that seed that begins to walk and come out again through a process. Amen. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. This is the way the Lord Jesus Christ put it. Verse 26. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. You see? For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is come. The gospel according to nature, in that message I stress this scripture. Where you plant it, and the first thing that happens, when you go back a few days after, you will see a blade that shoots out from the ground. You planted corn. But when you went, you saw, instead of corn, what do you see? You see the blade. And after the blade, praise the Lord, it grows through a stem that goes through the shock, that goes and, you know, stage by stage of the growth. But each place there, you come to the farm and you say, this is my church. This is my farm. These are my plants. They are growing. Praise God. The seed is growing through a process. But why did he not go for the rapture, for the harvest? The harvest is the rapture. Why did he not go when the blade came out? Because he did not plant a blade. He grew to another stage. Hallelujah. He will not go for the harvest. The only time he knows it is time for the harvest is when he begins to see the same seed that he planted now reproduce. Then he takes his sickle, for the time of the harvest has come. So that you will know why the rapture has not taken place. The church of Jesus Christ was planted on the day of Pentecost. And the Acts of Apostles and the New Testament gives us a picture of how the church should be. Something happened that that church died. Amen. That also explains why Jesus Christ had to die. Salvation is sweet when God grants you understanding. It's not just enough that he went to pay the price for our sins. Listen, church, it was a principle of multiplication. Hallelujah. He had only one human being on earth. All the rest were condemned to death. So that he can have more children, the only one he had, the last seed that he had, the last seed, obeying the principle for multiplication, he allowed that seed to die. If he doesn't die, he will remain alone. But when he dies, blessed be the name of the Lord. See how many he has produced. See how many. How many of us are here? All over the world, millions, millions, millions. If Jesus didn't die, he would have been the only begotten Son of God. Only him. But now we are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are family. We are one. Hallelujah. He said, moreover, whom he has predestinated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, for whom he did foreknow. He did predestinate. Verse 29 of Romans chapter 8. To be conformed to the image of his dear Son, that he, Jesus Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. That's why we say he's our elder brother. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you'll understand the mystery of salvation. Hallelujah. They thought that they are defeating God. Satan thought so. But unknown to him, hallelujah, he was following a principle. You have to die. A seed, a corn of wheat, have to die. If not, it will remain alone. And that is why, when the church of Jesus Christ also started, it was planted on the day of Pentecost, that church must die also. That's why he allowed it to go through those dark ages. For 1,000 years. Hallelujah. 1,000 years. It looks as if Satan has won. But suddenly a blade sprang up. It was a restoration process. And watch history. Gospel according to science. What is happening in the scientific world when it comes to mobility. Man being able to move. The movement of man. Praise the Lord. The effort of man to be able to move from one place to another, up till moving up to heaven. Man is not just able now to move from one town to another town. He is able to move faster. And not just on earth, he broke through the gravitational laws of the earth. and broke through to have aeroplanes. And all this, he was only speaking of what God was also doing spiritually. Gospel according to science. What did he do? About the same time that Martin Luther started his ministry. That was the beginning of the Reformation and the restoration of the dead church back to life again. Remember that parable in verse 33 of Matthew chapter 13. The woman that took leaven, took 3 measures of meal and mixed it with leaven until the whole meal was corrupted. The 3 measures of meal are the 3 works of grace. Justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He took it and mixed it until we don't know what is justification, we don't know what is scriptural sanctification, we don't know what is baptism of the Holy Ghost anymore. He mixed it up. But God was going to restore it back to the church. He started, hallelujah, in releasing his power. It's the power of redemption. It's manifested through these 3 works of grace. Amen. And that is what was typed by science, what science was doing. About that same period of the ministry of Luther, that was the same period that man, hallelujah, man was tired of trekking, man was tired of maybe using bicycle, because the effort is too much, they decided to use horsepower. You know, every engine, the strength of an engine is rated by horsepower. How many horsepower? How many horsepower? The more the horsepower, the faster that car, the stronger that vehicle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the time of Martin Luther, the mode of transportation at that time that they invented was some horses pulling a cart and human beings are sitting down. They stopped using their effort. They started using the effort of the horses to move them around. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Watch history again. By the time of John Wesley, hallelujah, John Wesley had his revelation of sanctification. He came out with the revelation that you cannot only be justified and live anyhow, without holiness, no man will see God. Hallelujah. So, you are supposed to add holiness to justification. Add holiness to justification. After you have been baptized for justification, you must live a holy life. Amen. That was and sanctification is more power of the Holy Ghost to justification. More power. And what he did, that was the same period also. Science had moved from horse to an automobile. That's when they invented car engine. So movement became easier. And it was more power. They started rating the engines in horsepower. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That was the days of sanctification. And by the time we come to 1906. Amen. By the time that the Lord restored the gifts, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, back to the church in this Pentecostal age. Amen. What he's saying there is, when you are justified, you must be sanctified, and you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That was the period that science, man, their mode of transportation began. They invented the aeroplane through the Wright brothers. We know that history. That was the period that they were also inventing aeroplanes. And now, it became easier, you know, to travel before from here to Europe. I think sometimes you were taking 1 month on the sea. But now, a few hours, you are there. Praise the Lord. From here, where we are, to maybe Abuja, the nation's capital, is about 9 hours if you have to drive. But now, by aeroplane, in 45 minutes, you are there. Praise the Lord. There was more horsepower with some technology added that defied the gravitational laws of the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And they became heavenly in their invention, that they could leave the earth and go to the heavenlies. That was the period that now the heavenly gifts began to manifest in the church. Hallelujah. Now we could speak in tongues. We could prophesy and do supernatural things, because it's a supernatural thing for an aeroplane loaded with 500 people inside and this earth cannot hold it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is when miracles, signs and wonders began to work in the church. Mighty healings and deliverances began to take place. The blind seeing, it is not possible. It is contrary to medical science that a blind man will see at a word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was the same period. Amen. Hallelujah. The period that science was able to invent a rocket. The science was able to invent something that can carry a man from earth here and place him in the moon, the astronaut age. It went beyond the aeroplanes. It was a technology that was higher than aeroplanes. Hallelujah. The aeroplane was a Pentecostal age. But as we reach the seventh church age, but towards the end of the seventh church age, that was the period also that God himself, blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah, began to do something that would give the rapturing faith to his people. That was the bride age, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Glory be to God. So you see it, there are four of them, four stages of automobile, four stages of means of transportation, also four stages for the rapture. The first one, we saw it, praise the Lord, which I repeat, the cart, which is Martin Luther, the cart, which is John Wesley, the aeroplanes, which is the Pentecostal age, and now it is the bride age. That's a wonderful mystery. I should excite you if you're a believer of this end time message. Praise the Lord. This is an age where people now, hallelujah, God is preparing a people that very soon, all that is speaking of, that this is the age that God will take some people away from this earth and place them somewhere up there. All glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If anybody is doubting the closeness we are to rapture, you shouldn't anymore. If you just catch this little thought, the gospel according to science. Witnesses all around us testifying of the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, including science. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is the eagle age. So that you know why our symbol of faith is the eagle. The eagle flies higher than all other birds. It's a heavenly bird. The bride of Jesus Christ is a heavenly bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And always remember, that's where he said the carnal man cannot understand spiritual things. The carnal man is complete opposite to the spiritual man. Why? Science, like William Branham was bringing it out. He said, science, man, carnal man, for their scientific invention, they cannot produce anything from nothing. They must produce something from what has already been existing. Whatever is the invention, it is things that have already been existing. They take from here, jam it together and produce something. So they always look backward to what has already been invented, has already been created to make their invention. But the spiritual man, God himself has a principle. God looks forward. Man looks backward. He has promises. He has his divine timetable. Hallelujah. That is why you have to walk with him by faith. Because there is nothing to show. Anytime you try to look back, instead of looking forward, you will be like the Lord's wife, a pillar of salt. That's all you become. We always look forward, not backward. Hallelujah. That's why we have problem in the Church of Jesus Christ today. When something new is coming up, the carnal man cannot see it and embrace it. And so today, when you say you are Methodist, who are you referring to? You are referring to a revival of the past. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. When you say you are a Presbyterian, what are you looking at? You are looking at a revival of the past. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are Wesleyans. We are this. Look at all the denominations that have rejected the entire message of restoration. That rejected the ministry of William Branham. What are they holding on to? They are still holding on to either the doctrine of John Wesley or the doctrine of Martin Luther. They refuse, the Lutherans, when God moved to John Wesley, they refused to move. And they remained. They said, no, we are Lutherans. We are Lutherans. Who be this new one when they come? Who be John Wesley? And when you refuse to move, what will become? You become statue. You are dead. You are dead. The same thing the Wesleyans. Also, holiness, holiness, holiness. But when God restored the fullness, the gifts, they said, no, the days of miracle, speaking in tongues, is past. They refused to accept the revival that God was restoring, and therefore there was no life among them. And they still remained dead. What of the Pentecostals? Speaking in tongues, doing mighty miracles, signs and wonders. And when God sent forth his message, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They rejected the entire message and they have remained statue and gone the way they are going today. The most miserable group of people you see on earth are the Pentecostals. The most deceived group of people on earth are the Pentecostals. The most confused group of people on earth are the Pentecostals. Why do I know you are confused? Because how will you be operating the power of the Holy Ghost and you don't even know who the Holy Ghost is? Hallelujah. How can you be performing mighty miracle signs and wonders? Mighty miracle signs and wonders. And you don't even know the God that is using you. How can you be saying that I am, anytime from now I will go to heaven, and you don't even know the agenda for the rapture? That's why I say, with all due respect to the sincere ones among them, you are confused. Why? You will remain confused because God shone a light in this age and you rejected it. Why would you remain confused? You say William Branham is of the devil. You say his doctrine were false because he told you to come back to the Bible. Because he told you a woman should not pastor a church. Because he told you a woman should not wear trousers and pay dress and dress like prostitutes. Because he told you that speaking in tongues is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Because demons speak in tongues, Babala was speaking in tongues. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God brought him down to bring all the groups that tore off. All of them are holding to one thing or the other in the Bible. Presbyterians, they hold on to predestination. It's in the Bible. Hallelujah. Methodists, they believe in methodical way of following God. It's in the Bible, precept upon precept. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Without holiness, you cannot see God. So those who believe in holiness, true holiness, there are some churches that believe in holiness even stricter than we here. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was another group. You believe in oneness. There is another group that they call oneness people. Jesus only people. That believe that Jesus is the Father, is the Son, is the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the scriptural. But while they hold on to that one that's scriptural, they deny other scriptures. They build themselves a wall around themselves. And God sent down a prophet in this age to bring the Presbyterians together. To bring the doctrines that separated us. To tell us, yes, there is, hallelujah, the oneness in the Bible. Jesus, hallelujah, is the Lord God Almighty in the flesh. You are correct. And then he told them, amen. Yes, there is predestination, there is eternal security. Hallelujah, it's in the Bible. Baptism is in the name of Jesus, it's in the Bible. Then bring all of them together. You cannot hold on to one and reject the other. He brought all of them and gave us a complete balanced diet of the totality of the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why you hear William Branham say, yes, he is a Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian, and he is everything. Because what you believe, he believes it too. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is Catholic? Catholic is universal church. And every bride member is a member of the universal spiritual church of Jesus Christ. So, we are Catholics. Are we not winners? Are we not winners? Are we losers? Praise the Lord. Many are called, few are. Are we not choosing? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, we will not look at, are we not redeemed? We cannot look at redeem and look at redeem as if they are not part of us. They are part of us because they believe in redemption. We believe in redemption. So we are one. The only difference is there is a difference between the rocket. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's the difference. The difference in the power. And the power of the Holy Ghost is displayed in the revelation, the depth of revelation he gives you. You can never rise above the revelation you have. The horse power is the amount of revelation you have. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's more revelation to justification that produces sanctification. It's more revelation to justification, sanctification that produces the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the operation of the gifts. And it is more revelation to this tree of works that position you with the rapturing faith that came through this entire message. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you notice something. The difference, listen now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said that they count backward. They look backward. So also, when it is time for their own rocket to count, you know, amen. There was a description that William Branham was given on the day that the first man was to be placed, first American man to be placed in the moon. That was going up. I forgot his name. He said, the whole nation of America, the whole world, a man is going to be put in the moon. How possible is it going to be? And then they put him inside the whole world. They are watching the clothes everywhere. And you know, when it's about to take off, they begin to count before they press the button. They count from 10. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Then you hear and fire will begin to burn. And that thing shoots up there. And they were looking. Hallelujah. And they were looking. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That man went there to the moon, stayed for some time, and later came back to the earth here. Like we shall come back again and rule for 1,000 years. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, within the twinkle of an eye, we shall be changed. Amen. And we'll be up there. Praise the Lord. But our own to go up, and where we shall be with the Lord Jesus Christ, somewhere up there. And I believe it will not be the moon. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. No, it will not be the moon. Amen. We are already the moon. I hope you know, gospel according to nature, we are the moon. Remember that the moon has no light of her own. The moon only gives forth the light that it receives from the sun. Amen. Without the sun, the moon cannot give light. And the moon receives the light during the day so that it can shine during the night. And so also it is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The church is the reflection of a light. Jesus Christ is the light. Hallelujah. And he shines his light to this dark world through us. The life that we live is the light. The life that we receive from above. The church, therefore, is like the moon. So the moon speaks about the church on earth here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of us sing this song. I have no power of my own. I confess to you, Holy Spirit of the Lord, I have no power of my own. Because the power we use, the power that is only flowing through us. Praise the Lord. Okay? Now listen, church. When it is time for that rocket to fly and take that man up, there is a countdown. From 10 to 0. God also has his own countdown. But he doesn't count backward. He counts forward from 1 to 7. God's number for perfection is 7. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why when he was to come and restore the church and prepare her for homegoing, he led the church to go through 7 church ages. First church age, 1. The second church age, 2. Until now, we are in the Laodicean church age. The 7th church age. In the days of the voice of the 7th angel. 7. God created the world in 6 days. The 7th day, he rested. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 8 is God's number for eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's number for eternity. After 7, the rapture takes place with eternal life for us to live eternally. The next day for us, the bride of Jesus Christ, the next day is eternal. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's the eternal age. It's the eternal age where we will live eternally. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to take note of that. That the countdown began since the first church age. In God's program to redeem his people on earth here. It started at that time. And it has reached the last. And any moment from now you will hear 0. 0 and something will happen. Some people will disappear from this earth. Is any of them here tonight? Blessed be the name of the Lord. The gospel according to science. Watch it. That thing that is going up there, although it has left the earth and is going up, scientists still have a control room that controls that thing up there. To let you also know that our own control room is not here. Our control room is up there. Hey, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are not of our own. There is a power that is powering us. And there is a control room. And that control room is up there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is the power of the Holy Ghost. I want you to also note that in science also, that's why you see so much of power. That power starting to shoot it up enough to go out of this earth gravitational atmosphere. But once that thing, that rocket that is carrying it, fires it up out of the earth gravitational atmosphere, you know, the rocket will release that satellite. And it will carry on and go on and go on and go on. Listen, it is no more powered by anything. When it is there now, it powers itself. Once you have left this gravitational atmosphere, once it shoots out above it, how many hundred kilometers away? Once it shoots out, it continues the movement, but this time it is not aided by any other power pushing it anymore. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody understand the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said the works that I do, it's not I. He said, but the Father that dwells in me is the one that does it. Amen. There is a stage that the church will get into. When you are filled, you can never go in the rapture until you have that power that can sustain you beyond the earth's gravitational atmosphere. It's the power of the Holy Ghost that gives you the rapturing faith. So many of us that are too bolted to the earth. When you are still a Christian, that you cannot live a godly life until there is somebody that is whipping you. When you see brother, you pretend. When there is no brother around, you live anyhow life. If you fall within that category, you are not yet ready for the rapture. Oh, check yourself. I'm talking to somebody. Hallelujah. When it is difficult for you to forgive, when it is difficult for you to resist sin, it means this earth gravitation is still pulling you, pulling you here. You are not yet in the rapture. You need more power. Church, you need more power. I watched the launching of some satellites. Amen. When they took off, as soon as they took off, after some minutes, the thing exploded. All of them, they had died. The thing didn't reach its destination. And it's a type of some Christians that started and they crashed on the way up. Any casualties here? Oh, it's very easy. Be sincere with yourself. You know how you used to be when you gave your life to Christ. Is that fire still on you? You have crashed. You know how much now, how much. Look, you love God so much. You look, when you see sinners, they you get repulsive. You know, you see them, you know, you were so much filled with that glory. Until you were even praying, Lord, why am I still here? If to say you allow me, I for just commit suicide and come and be with you. You were so dead to the world, you wanted to be with him. But suddenly something happened. Ha! You become another person. You are that astronaut that crashed. A crash. I have seen so many of them. There were sisters here that were even ministering in this church. Go and see them now. They are no more here. You won't know whether they have ever near this place before. They have gone back to wearing trousers and painting their faces and dressing like the prostitutes. They call it backsliding Christian. You are not a backsliding Christian. You are a crashed astronaut if you saw this message and went back to the world. Praise God. There are people that have made up their mind, but they are like Lot's wife. You left the denomination, but your heart is still there. How do I know? Time will tell. Time will tell, because every action of faith you take must be tried. Every revelation you claim and you confess, it must be tried. It must be tried to see whether you mean it on a condition they make you do it. And time will prove it. But Apostle Paul said, what shall separate me from the love of God? What? Hunger? Persecution? Peril? Hallelujah. What will separate me? What? He sat down and saw after he understood the love of God for him. Amen. Amen. And he boasted. Hallelujah. I have fought the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. He said he has played his own part. He said he knows there is a crown that is waiting for him. And not for him only, he said, but for many that love the appearing of Christ. Praise the Lord. Don't crash. Don't crash. Don't allow yourself to crash. No matter what, Satan knows that we are going somewhere. Satan knows. We are going somewhere. We also have, when I'm talking for our own level, what are the aeroplane stage, the Pentecostals? There are some aeroplanes that crash later when they take off. Gospel according to science. Eh? Hallelujah. The engines are guaranteed that it cannot stop working. Yes, and you hear them speaking in tongues, mighty revival going on. But small time, something will happen. And the aeroplane will crash. And when aeroplane crash, everybody there in that aeroplane will die. Though some, they escape. But many die. It's a type of what is happening in the Pentecostal churches. They start off hot. But when Satan decided to try them with hunger, thousands of people will gather after service. They have 100,000 naira offering. And they are seeing another church there that started just 2 days ago. See them, they are controlling millions. And before you know what, they are saying, now what did they happen? I don't know what is wrong. Thousands of people are gathering here and we are still starving here with no money to do anything. The engine is beginning to have problems. And before you know what, they will go the way of others and lose their vision. That aircraft has crashed. And anybody in that setting is dead. I have seen a church that stood for holiness. Pentecostal church. That is pastored by a prophet. Mighty miracle signs and wonders happening there. He will not pray for you, sister, if you don't cover your hair. You cannot wear trousers, sister, and enter their church compound. They have women with a cleanser that will remove cortex from any woman that is painted up before you enter. But suddenly, something happened in that ministry that they decided to modernize it. So that it can be international. To make room for Igbo. And make room for others. And if you are going to do that, then you must give and take. And before you know what, the vision changed. Now they acquire, they wear trousers. They don't even bother to cover their hair anymore. All of them paint. Hey, God loves us. God loves us. You don't because of Christ and look haggard. Look, you know, you have to. Yeah, the aircraft has crashed. And all of them there are dead. I would not even know it. All dead and you don't know it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You said they are dead and thousands of people are going there. They are not living people that are going there. People go there to be buried. The number of people coming to your church does not determine that there is life there. After all, there are other religions that have millions of people, yet they reject Christ. Praise the Lord. I'm saying it because that man will hear me and maybe he will repent. Go back to your first love. You have missed it. You have missed it. God does not change his mind concerning his holiness. Without the holiness, no man will see God. But there are miracle signs and wonders going on. Yes, it is nothing but a delusion that God himself gives them. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is a countdown. I want you to note something as I round up this exhortation. Note something. By the time that man reached, look, even before then, we are talking about gospel according to science. For you to really know the time that we are living in, that's the truth. Hallelujah. Even in communication, I must not forget to mention this. In those days, for you to receive communication from me, letter, if I write letter, how many weeks it will take to reach you in America, if you travel to America? Sometimes 1 month before the letter will locate you. Amen. But now, how long does it take? 1 second. Split second. Have you seen it? Yes, I have seen it, and it's reading your mail. That used to take 2 months before it will locate you. Tell you we're in the age where the Bible will be fulfilled. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, we shall be changed. This is the age. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's exciting to see where you stand confirmed by all witnesses around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In those days, communication also. When you have to communicate, you must join wire. Join wire, Abby. Telephone. Where you wind. Then you will, an operator will say hello. Then you say, please give me this number. Then you will wait in a queue. When it gets to your turn, they will connect you. Then it develop to where we are now. Hallelujah. Now you don't need wire. Praise the Lord. You don't need wire anymore. Amen. It's now wireless. And now it has been made in such a way that every human being cannot communicate. Communication is getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And all these, those who are spiritual, they are putting the spiritual dimension to it. In the relationship of the Church of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Salvation is not for any privileged group of people. Only salvation now is for anyone that is willing. So that you will not have excuse that you didn't hear. He allowed that satellite so that the whole world will hear the gospel. When he said this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the earth. How was he going to achieve it? He allowed science to put a satellite for communication there. And now through satellite television, where the gospel cannot reach. Now they are hearing the gospel. The whole world is hearing the gospel. If you put a law in your country that no Christianity should not, another religion should not come to your country because you are targeting the Christians, you have no law to stop the waves from transmitting the gospel. They are in their room secretly watching us and hearing us through the internet, through the satellite televisions. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For you to understand that now the gospel is everywhere. Communication is everywhere. Whether you hear English or not, your grandmother in the village has her phone number. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They can contact you. And so it is also with spiritual things. The level that we have reached now. And church, hallelujah. Now, not only voice, you can see one another. I think there is a 4G phone. I mean 3G itself. We are, you know, a video phone. When I call you, you know, you can see me. I'm talking of GSM phone. Praise the Lord. It's true. And it is to stop some people from telling lies. GSM has produced more liars. Where are you? He said, don't show this. He said, I'm in Abuja now. I'll be back next tomorrow. Person, where is the O? Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. One of these days, they will make video phones so easy until everybody will have it on his phone. So there will be no more lies. Praise the Lord. The way I am coming is that now, it's not only voice, you can see the pictures. We are here watching football that is played in South Africa. And live. And as they are playing everything, you are watching it live. Does he not tell you then, praise the Lord, hallelujah, that there is an all-seeing eye that is watching everything we are doing? Amen. If man has the ability to see to see something that is far off, how much more God is watching everything all of us are doing. Every one of us. God is seeing our video. And he has a very powerful memory card that he stores all the things that you are doing. So one day, you will stand before him and he will play everybody's video from his memory card. Oh yes, that is certain. The gospel according to science. The only thing that deletes all that is recorded is repentance. Once you repent, he will delete all the bad things you have done before. God can delete. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But there is a story in the Bible that lets me know that although he deletes, there is a backup. The young man that came to his master, that was owing his master so much, and he could not pay, and begged and begged and begged and begged, the master said, okay, I forgive you. Then when he left, somebody went just for one small something again. He go trouble that one, carry and go police. I don't know, give him arrest. Then the master that forgave him all that one, remember, said, come. You owed so much, I forgave you. This one, where owe you just small, you then deal with them. Okay, all the one I forgive you before, pay them back. So that means God can recall it by our action. What you have, what he has forgiven you, there are things that you can do that can make him bring them back again and use that judgment against you. That makes us fear him. That makes us live different lifestyle, that kind of revelation. Praise the Lord. The gospel according to science. Now, one more thing before I close. Now I want you to note, by the time that science reached that level where they could put a man in the moon, that was the period, those of us who were reading back then, where the common knowledge that scientists say it is 3 minutes to midnight. I don't know who remember that. Only older people will know it. When they said 3 minutes to midnight, what they were saying at that time was that man, in his scientific inventions, have reached a stage where they have the capability of destroying the earth. Because one man can go up there with an atomic bomb and release it on the earth. Because what else remains? So he's saying that the scientific advancement has reached a stage now where pray that one madman does not have access to atomic bomb or nuclear energy, they call it. I hope you know nuclear energy, praise the Lord, destroys faster than any epidemic. So if somebody goes up there and stays there, he throws it here and enter rocket, there and go. What they are saying is that the earth, hallelujah, we have reached a stage now where anything can happen, the destruction of this world. And why they say that, they are only reminding us too that we also have 3 minutes to go. It was hard writing on the wall. It was a sign.
Once you are saved, forever you are saved. Everything we receive from God is by faith.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord.
Spirit of delusion.
They told me it doesn't matter. It matters. There is yet another day that is His mercy is still available.
The trials of the Christian.
Christians face trials.
The God of this world cannot be our God, because we are in this world, but not of this world.
It's 3 minutes to go. Because after the seventh church age, what remains? When He has revealed the six seals, the revelation of those seven seals that were preached by William Branham, that was the crowning of the message for this end time. What else will He reveal to us? He has brought us back to the totality of the Word of God until we reach Revelation chapter 19, where He says, the bride has made herself ready. By the time we get to Revelation chapter 19, where He said, He has made herself ready. I hope you know, Revelation chapter 20 is the rapture. The bride has made herself ready. And what is the evidence that she's ready? To her, it is given that she should be arrayed in fine linen. I'm quoting Revelation chapter 19 from verse 7. Praise the Lord. It's given that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. He said, that dress is the righteousness of the saints. Why? And what is it that cleanses us, that makes us pure white like that? It is the washing of the water by the word. And suddenly there is a group of people that now have respect for the word. And not the people that have a respect for their denomination above what the word says. God has now produced a group of people that have respect to the word and allows the word to rule them in their Christian life. And they will not take anything that is contrary to the Bible. And they check their lives by the Bible. This is our mirror, the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And by the time that you see a church that come up a stage in the church of Jesus Christ, where you begin to see a group of people that believe the same thing as the apostolic fathers. The same thing. The same doctrines. The same display of the same Christian love among brethren. A life of fear of God. Praise the Lord. Then you know that the harvest has come. And I'm telling you that everyone that responded to the shout, that midnight cry, everyone that has responded to it, we have responded and we are supposed to position ourselves for homegoing. And homegoing is not a confession by mouth. It is a life to live. I am bride, 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 bride. It's not by mouth, by their fruits. You shall know them. By their fruits, you shall know them. This group of people, you are so united with God. So one with God by His word. So united Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That when you see them, you see Christ. When you see me, you should see Christ. Praise the Lord. This group of people are dead to the world. And so much alive to heavenly things. Amen. Hallelujah. In pursuing our daily living here, we never lose sight to where we are going. Where we are going. Praise the Lord. They looked and they make that statement that it is 3 minutes to midnight. You look at the clock. How do we know what time we are in? We look at the fig tree. That's what Jesus Christ said. He said, the fig tree, look at it, and other trees. He said, when you begin to see that fig tree bring forth her figs, he said, then you know that summer is nigh. And that fig tree is Israel. Praise the Lord. Because the gospel will soon go back to Israel. The gospel will be rounding up her path in the Gentiles. God brought back Israel back to their land in 1948. They stood and had their independence. And Jesus Christ said, that generation that will see Israel stand as a nation will not pass away until they see all the things he spoke. That is the generation that will see the rapture. And we are that generation. Anybody born from 1948 that saw it, you are that generation. That saw the restoration of Israel, you are that generation. From 1948 till now, I don't know how many years now, 60 something years or so. 65 years. Praise the Lord. And the generation is 100 years. So we are that generation that we see the rapture. Praise the Lord. And so when we say that it is time no longer, you understand what we are talking about. When you come here, it's our duty to point you to something that will make you stop being careless with your Christian life. Yes, we must enjoy the earth here and we are unstoppable. But don't be stopped from going to heaven because you want to be unstoppable in getting money. What shall it profit a man if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? Praise God. A sister that is more than 2 years now in this church, I was talking to her on phone. I said, whether were you around when I preached the gospel, I titled The Day of the Lord? And she didn't know it. I said, that means that sermon should be preached again by the teachers. Pastor Thomas, Pastor Francis, we need to preach that again. There is the day of the Lord. Get the message, oh, we have it. I preached it. I thought I preached it several times. There is the day of the Lord. And if you see the scriptures that tell us what will happen after the rapture, if you understand it, you will do everything to escape the destruction that is coming upon this earth. Anywhere I hear, I think last week, Solomon Island, that island had a tsunamis. Anytime I hear earthquake in Japan, earthquake, I will just tell them, I say, God is just doing testing. Because the Bible says that the earth will reel, run, bleed. When you be doing it, bleed. So, running like a pendulum. This time now, it's the whole earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said it. Look at it. He said it. Where we read? Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. You see? Verse 29. He said, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Church, I have taken this teaching. I just want you to understand the point I'm bringing in here. Which tribulation? The tribulation is, listen, church, the tribulation they are referring to there is, remember in our teaching of the 70 weeks of Daniel, that 70 weeks We are determined to accomplish all those six purposes that were listed here in chapter 9 of Daniel. But on the after the 69th week, the Messiah is cut off. Between the 69th week and the 70th week, according to our teaching in the divine timetable, between that space, he was cut off, they rejected him. Between that space is the Gentile grace age. Listen, church. The grace age ends with the rapture. Then, the last week that we make, the 70th week, commences, which is 7 years, for the Jews. According to Daniel chapter 9, he, the Antichrist, enters a covenant with Israel, but for 1 week, that was supposed to last for 1 week, but in the middle of the week, hallelujah, hey, he breaks the covenant for the various obvious reasons. And then the tribulation starts. The Bible calls it the time of Jacob's trouble. That is a period that everyone will take the mark. If you don't have the mark in your right hand or your forehead, you will neither buy nor sell. That number is the 666. Praise the Lord. Now, and that is the period of great tribulation. You refuse to bow to that man of sin, he will kill you. The tribulation will last for 3.5 years to complete the last 1 week to make the 70 weeks that was prophesied to Daniel. Then, after that is the tribulation is referring to. It is after the tribulation of those years, something will happen. That is when the day of the Lord will start. How does it start? See it here. 24. Verse 29. Chapter 24, verse 29, Matthew. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. That period is the day of the Lord. Is the day of the Lord. That is the period. And I showed you by calculation that that darkness will last for 30 days. It's in the Bible. For 30 days, God will make sure no light, anything that gives light is off. The sun, the moon, the stars, plus Nepal. We are all not there among ourselves. We didn't get before. Praise the Lord. Anything that gives light. Now imagine that suddenly everywhere goes black. Fear will come upon everybody. Amen. And verse 30. Let me read verse 30. When all that one takes place, everything that takes place, everything lasts for about 45 days. The calculation is there, picking it from the Bible. I'm saying what is in the Bible. He said, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, cry, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And there are other scriptures where suddenly, after those 30 days, God makes sure everywhere, then they will suddenly see in the sky, wow, that Jesus Christ that they have rejected. And when he's coming together with us. Because he's coming to start the 1,000 reign on earth. And within that period, things will happen. The Bible says that men, when he finishes, that men will be scarce like gold. Of all this population of the earth, how many billions? He said just 1/3 will be left. He will change the composition. He will rearrange the whole earth again. Amen. Praise the Lord. It is when they see him, the Bible says, that some will now run to the river. The river will reject them. They will run to the mountain. The mountain will say, leave me alone. They will run here. No hiding place out of fear. Praise the Lord. How can I know all this and wait to be part of that destruction? When now he has made provision for me to escape. Life and death is offered. And some people, because God has been delaying to come, instead of them to see it as his mercy that is allowing you to come in, and you are still alive today, having the opportunity to repent and rearrange your life. I am speaking an uncommon message. Yes, the kind of message pastors are preaching is, all of you are going to heaven. You are already in heavenly places. We have come to Mount Zion. We are possessing our possession. Yes, it's correct. Praise the Lord. But why are you trying to appease the conscience of a sinner? Why are you deceiving the people, Mr. Preacher? How can you tell a prostitute she has come to Mount Zion? How can you tell a 419 God loves him because he's bringing his tithe to you? Why are you deceiving the people? Tell them there is hellfire, there is heaven. And some people must go to that fire. And some people must go to heaven. How many people are going to that fire? The Bible says a fool said in his heart. He didn't say in his mouth. He said in his heart that there is no God. And there are fools that are listening to my messages that are saying that there is no hellfire. How do I know? You say it in your heart by the life that you live. You are displaying for out of the abundance of the heart. If there is fear in you, it will reflect in the life you live. If you believe that there is a day coming known as the day of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Great tribulation is coming. Where will you be? Nations are breaking. Israel's awaking. The sign that the prophets foretold. The Gentile dismembered with harlots in combat. Eternity shall be longful. Oh, the day of redemption is there. The sound of healing from here. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp streams like glass. Oh, look up, your redemption is there.
Oh, hallelujah!
The day of redemption is there. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp streams are clear. Look up, your redemption is there.
Oh, hallelujah!
The day of redemption is there. The sons of failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamp streams are clear.
That's a song for the bride. Our redemption is near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what you are going through, no matter the difficulty, the trials, the temptations, the hunger, the frustrations of life, never you let that make you lose your sight of where we are going. This world is not our home. We are only passing through. We are pilgrims and strangers on earth. Praise the Lord. There's a process that is going on. We are now 3 minutes to midnight. I repeat it. The devil knows that his time is numbered. Satan knows that one of these days, very soon, you'll be in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Do you know what it means to be in the bottomless pit? Bottomless, that is, there is no landing base. That is, you are just there, for 1,000 years. Then after that, you'll be released and put on fire. For total annihilation. Why will you want to follow Satan and go to hell? Hallelujah. When the hand is of love is offered unto you. I have a message unto you. Hallelujah.
I have a message unto you. It is only that you and me,
locally,
you can live. My brother, me,
Jesus,
you to Jesus now and me.
Call your attention to the soon home going time as I do now. I feel so excited within me that I have done my job. Apostle Paul said that he did not shun to declare the whole sum truth. I'm telling you, I have done my part. I have told you that it's hellfire. But you refuse to repent. I am free. I did not deceive you. I told you that from the side of Jesus Christ, I told you that it was water and blood that came out. I told you the mystery of redemption. I told you the water side of life. And I told you the bloody side of the redemption process. I told you that. And I told you the truth of how we can overcome this world, because only overcomers we go in the rapture. And the Bible says we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The life that we live is that testimony. The blood there is the city of refuge. So come under that blood and let that blood benefit from that blood. I have told you God's expectation for holiness. And I've tried to answer you the reason why. You try to do your best. And yet, nothing seems to be happening around you. I have tried to explain to you. And that was when we sang this song. My heart shall sing when I pause to remember.
I'll have again. He's gonna step his door. I'll have again. We're gonna make it.
are ready to pay the price and go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every day for the believer, our prayer is, see me through, Lord Jesus, see me through. To God, this is my earnest cry. This is my earnest desire.
Give me the power to do your will. Oh Lord, I pray.
Let's bow down our heads. I just feel that pull. Somebody's spirit is pulling mine. It's like somebody just made up his mind. Say, Bill, I said, they joke with my life. Maybe see where they talk. Don't come catch up with me. Because everybody hearing me now, you have no excuse again. I don't know who that person is. Just want to give your life to Christ. Just want to say, Lord, I want to repent. Oh, I don't want to go to hell. Give me that power to do your will. Receive me. I don't know who the person is. I was going to sing and just worship and go on. But that pull was very strong. Whoever that person is, I don't know if you can humble yourself and just come to the altar before the Lord. Not before me. You know I can't save you. And just ask the Lord to have mercy on me. And let this be your song as you come out. I have decided.
You are Lord Jesus.
God bless you, sister. God bless you.
You're not coming to me.
You're not coming to me.
Follow Jesus.
I give you my life.
have been convinced and convicted in their hearts, and they have taken a step of faith to demonstrate the decision they have made in their hearts to serve you from today better than ever before. Father, may you honor this faith in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them the power to do your will, Lord. The power to do your will is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The power that will pack your people up beyond the sky one of these days. Let none of them kneeling down here miss it, Father, for any reason in the name of Jesus Christ. As many of you as come out, the Lord will do something in your life that will confirm that He has honored your decision in the name of Jesus Christ. When you come out like this, you are coming, you are running under the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood will speak for you. Every one of you that was disconnected from God before, today you are reconnected in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will do something that will grant you that assurance. Father, take over their lives. Let their spiritual life be redirected, Lord. Let it be more meaningful than before. In the name of Jesus Christ. For coming out here before thousands of people, you come out here, you will not stand up and remain the same. The power to overcome, receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. The grace of God that was withdrawn from any of you kneeling down here, today it is restored in the name of Jesus. Like the prodigal son was treated by the father when he came back, so shall every one of you that was backsliding, so shall you also be received and treated by our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. He will do something new in your life. He will keep your spiritual life on fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the beginning of their testimonies is today. The beginning of a revival and restoration is today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go and enjoy your Christian life. Go and enjoy your relationship with God. Go and let the Spirit lead you from earth to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. You may stand up and go back to your seat. Do be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
Six, seven, eight, six. The bride has made herself.